Let's get the thoughts of Cyril Campbell, though, who's an image consultant. She served as a stylist for over 25 years for A-list celebrities, amongst other things, and they know how to walk in heels. How do you walk in high heels, Cyril, if you're not used to them?
Good morning. I'm going to start by the question of your boot statement.
Right. Yeah.
So I've styled celebrities on the red carpet for a very long time, and I now help real women look and feel their best, and most importantly, comfortable in their shoes and their outfit. However, part of my life, you were just talking about looking like a man in drag, possibly the way you described it.
I'm not sure I went as far as a man in drag. They're your words, Cyril, not mine. No, I haven't described myself as a man in drag up until this point.
I do help transgender
right.
men into women understand how to walk in heels as well.
Okay.
So it is a really important thing to look graceful.
Right.
And comfortable, and not to have sore feet.
Okay.
So the shoe, you said you bought boots, which
yeah.
is interesting, because I was expecting to be chatting about shoes.
Right. Does it matter?
Was there a reason you bought boots with your outfit?
Was there a reason? Well, because I felt that a shoe would go one step too far as I was concerned. I like my feet to be concealed, really, so I went for the boot.
Okay, so on your boots,
yeah.
actually that should be able to help you walk because it's giving your foot a little more support.
Yes, yeah.
Mm.
So my first question is, are they really uncomfortable, so do you need to put gel pads inside
no.
to help the ball of your foot?
Oh, no. I've gone for comfort over style, first and foremost, apart from the heel bit. So they're comfy, yeah, they're comfy.
Okay, so here begins my lesson on how to walk in heels.
Go on.
So first of all, you need good posture.
Okay.
So,
oh. Okay.
Can you stand up and do this and talk at the same time?
All right. Okay.
The mic to be able to stand.
All right. Let me do that then. I'm going to raise the microphone up. You might have to do a bit of commentary.
You should have brought the boots in.
I should have brought them in, shouldn't I? I didn't bring them in.
It's a bit like an actor when they put the shoes on, they become the character.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go. Well, I'll just imagine.
You're leaning back a bit too much.
I'm
shoulders back.
Leaning back a bit.
It's just what I look like, Chris.
Yeah.
This is my natural posture. Okay. So go on then. Hit me with it.
First of all, stand straight. With your head, imagine you've got a string pulling up through your body to the top of your head and upwards, like a puppet.
Okay.
And do you know what I mean by your core? Do you do Pilates?
Well,
I
know what you mean, but I don't think it's in existence. It's no longer with us, that, Cyril. But anyway, I'll pretend
so
I've got one.
Imagine your core and you need to pull up there, because if you have good core strength, that'll help support your stance.
Okay, there's a lot to be thinking about here. Yeah, okay. I've got the imaginary string. Yeah, okay.
The next thing is, if you're used to walking in flats, you would generally, as a generalisation, you put your foot down flat when you're walking. So this time I want you to put your heel before your toe. So it's a slight rolling motion.
Right, okay.
Heel and toe.
It fit, what,
you
like I'm walking in flippers? Like diving flippers?
Well, then you'd have your feet turned out, because it's quite difficult.
Okay.
And generally backwards, because it's quite hard to walk forwards in flippers.
Right, okay.
So I'm not advocating that one, no.
This is like a scene in a costume drama where somebody has to... They've gone to finishing school, they've got a book on their head, and they're learning to walk properly. Sarah's pacing around the studio, head up.
That's
like,
exactly.
Like a very
I have actually written
lady.
A book on this, how to be your best person.
Okay,
so,
all right. I've mastered that bit.
You walk very slowly,
and
with confidence, because confidence actually exudes sexiness.
Right. Okay. How do I exude confidence in this situation, though? I wonder. How do I project
body language and the posture? So remember about the pulling up.
Right.
You're walking slowly. You also would take slightly smaller steps.
Yeah.
At a slower pace than you would normally. So it's not great strides. It's small, little, let's call them dainty steps.
I want to avoid tottering, Cyril, here. I don't
want
to
totter. That's not
no.
a good look.
Okay. We've got about a minute left.
Okay. So I want you then imagine visualizing walking in a straight line and looking straight ahead, not down.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I can do that.
A bit like when you walk into a room and you don't know anyone, you look straight ahead and you aim at someone who's an imaginary person at the other side.
I feel like I'm processing down an aisle when I do this. It feels slightly unnatural.
That's exactly it.
Right.
Imagine you're walking down the red carpet and you are actually walking down.
I'm not sure if they do red carpets in Derby, do they?
Cyril, if Sarah does fall over, what's the dignified, confident way of her standing back up again?
And bear in mind, I'm wearing a very short dress for this.
Make sure you've got a good pair of knickers underneath.
Right, okay.
That's good advice for everybody, I feel, generally.
And laugh it off.
Right, okay. And just finally, Bill Buckley said the secret of walking in heels well is to thrust out your groin. Do you confirm or deny?
I didn't want to give you too much to think about, but it's more about leaning slightly backwards because wearing the heels will thrust you forward.
Right, so he was right. Cyril, what wise words. Who knew it was such an art form, walking in high heels? But we'll see how successful I am on Thursday.
Video evidence.
Yeah, that's what I worry about. Thank you very much to that Cyril Campbell, celebrity stylist, on how to walk in high heels.